Where are all of our children? Is this National Take a Kid Day Off Church Day? I didn't know. Well, you are here, and I'm delighted that you are here. So, I don't suppose you guys listened to the first lesson. Did you? Yes, you did. What was the outstanding feature of the first lesson? Snakes bit people. Aren't you glad you came to church today? It's very cool. Yeah! The Lord sent the serpents and the serpents bit the people because the people were complaining that they didn't like the food and they were thirsty and they were whining and kind of... You never sound like that, do you? Never! Well, there you guys are. There's some more. So in the first lesson today, there were snakes biting people. See what you missed? Amazing. So I got to thinking, what happens in the story is people are all dying, and God says to Moses, put a snake on a stick, make it out of bronze, and hold it up, and if the people get bitten, they can look at the serpent on the stick, and they will live. They get saved. So I got to thinking about that, because a little bit later we hear this wonderful text that says, for God so loved the world that God gave God's only Son to die so that we might not perish but live. And I thought, God seems to want to always be about saving us, right? So I thought, how does God know we need to be saved? So I brought this along. Do you know what this is? Is this the funkiest looking whistle you ever saw? This is the Seth whistle. This is what it's for. When Seth falls off the boat, he's supposed to blow the whistle so we know to go get him. Well, actually, it was just when he was a little guy. Nowadays, we just leave him out there. But back in the day, he was supposed to blow the whistle. And so, because if you're out there and the ocean's going and the wind is blowing and you're going, help! Help! I need to be saved! And I'm listening to music. Anybody seen Seth? Not for a half an hour. Right? So, Seth, instead, he falls off the boat and he goes, you ready? I'll try to cover the mic. Do you think you'd hear that? Yeah, you'd hear the whistle. Well, in a way, that's kind of what we need. We have to be able to say to God sometimes, I need to be saved, God. Things aren't going very well, and I know that I have a hard time loving you and doing all the things that I need to do. And do you know what God does? Do you think God just sends the snakes again?
No.
God, it says in the scripture for today, instead God loves us and sent his son Jesus. So in some ways I kind of think even though God knows all of our needs and all of our hurts, sometimes we need to blow the whistle on ourselves. We need to admit to ourselves that we need God. And God's response is always the same. I love you and I'll be with you. So when we fall off our boat into the ocean, we can always call on God. Okay? Thank you, guys. You can go back to your places.